You're listening to Archer Radio.
This is Archer of ArcherRadio.com, the only ordinary queercast on the internet. Today's Thursday, September 22nd. Happy fall. Today's the first day of fall. I know I said I wasn't going to have a show today, but I decided to go ahead and talk about a few things and put a show together. So, lucky you, you are getting a show. I decided earlier this week not to attempt to do a video blog or a vlog because I took my video camera to work and I left it there and I just don't have it here to do. And I didn't want to drag out the eyesight, although that's not a bad idea to get the eyesight out and try making a video blog attached to the computer. I haven't really thought about that, but I should do that sometime. Today's Thursday, so it's the first day of fall, and I was thinking last night when I was on the balcony having a smoke, actually it was just getting dark, and as I was out there, the moon began to rise above the trees in the east. I kind of, my chair that I sit in faces east, so I was able to see the moon rise. And it was huge, let's just say, because it's been kind of full, a full moon this week. And seeing the moon and then realizing the color, because it was this really glowing orange, it made me realize that it is a harvest moon. And the, now see, I got to stop saying because as you heard on yesterday's show, it was the show. I must have said 6 million times, so I'm going to try not to say on this show. But I was talking about the moon, and it was huge, and the color was this really bright orangey-yellow. And, of course, that makes me think of fall, and, of course, today's the first day of fall. And I love fall because I love the colors mostly, and I like that the temperature starts to get cooler. And I know that they changed the daylight savings time, so I don't know what it's going to be this year, but there I go again. I like the when it starts to get dark earlier, and God, I gotta stop saying the time changes, and I like the way the it's darker earlier in the evening. But the biggest reason is the colors on the trees. Where I see, gotta stop saying damn it. Where I live, there are lots and lots of trees, and they always turn colors in, usually it's not until late October, sometimes even early November, because I wouldn't say I'm really far south. I'm right in D.C., which is like middle of the East Coast, but the colors are absolutely beautiful, and you can take a drive down to the, what's it called? Skyline Drive, and they have, it's a beautiful view. I have never done it, but I've seen pictures of it and heard people who have gone down there, and I really would like to do that this fall. I have to talk the boyfriend into going down there. I'm sure he wouldn't mind it, because I know that he loves fall, too, because last weekend we went to Pier 1 Imports, you know, like the gay store, and he bought a whole bunch of fall decorations for his condo. He bought a lot of pillar candles. I think they were pumpkin bread scent. And he bought this cool leaf mobile that he can hang in front of his windows. And it's made out of little metal leaves that are painted fall colors. And it looks really good. So I know he's decorating his house up for fall, because he likes fall just as much as I do. The colors are amazing. I love the yellows, the oranges, the reds, and the browns. Those are probably my four favorite colors. Well, I shouldn't say my favorite colors, because actually my favorite colors are yellow and green. But, there I go again. Oh, no, I just burped. I'm so sorry. But I'm in the middle of a podcast, so I'm not going to edit that out. I do like the fall colors. I just wanted to say that, because they're just beautiful, and seeing them in the leaves is just beautiful. And I'm not sure how it works. I know the boyfriend and I were actually talking about this past weekend, is what makes the leaves, you know, brighter one year over another year. And I know I was trying to remember that if it has something to do with, if it's either like a wet spring and a dry summer, or a dry spring and a wet summer, something like that has to do with the combination of the two that produces these beautiful colors in the leaves. The fall also reminds me of times when I was in high school and, well, actually, okay, think about this. You've surely seen the movie, what's it called? What's the name of it? Oh, St. Elmo's Fire, okay? With, you have the Brat Pack in that movie, Demi Moore, Rob Lowe, all those, Patrick McCarthy, I think that's his name. Anyway, that movie takes place in Georgetown, D.C., and there's one scene where they are leaving the bar called St. Elmo's Fire, and they get in the back of this guy's Jeep, and of course the top is down, and they're driving through Georgetown, and it's fall, and all the leaves are rustling around and on the ground and stuff. And that reminds me of when I was in high school, because my friends and I used to drive through, or go down to Georgetown, and I can remember driving through Georgetown, exactly the same scene. We were riding in my friend Jennifer's Jeep, and the top was down, there was like five of us in the car, and the leaves were falling from the trees, and it was, the scene was exactly like it was in St. Elmo's Fire, but we weren't in college, we were in high school. So anyway, I just really love fall, and today is the first day of fall, so I can't wait for the temperature to start to be cooler. That would be nice. Now this weekend, tomorrow night the boyfriend's going to come over, and we're just going to have a relaxing evening, but then on Saturday we are going to go to a winery event at Old House Vineyards in Culpeper, Virginia. It's just a little less than an hour from my house. And they're having a bluegrass, not festival, but a bluegrass event at their winery. Not that we are big fans of bluegrass music, but they're going to be serving barbecue and having wine tastings, and you can buy wine and enjoy a nice lunch. And it's during the day. It's from 12 to 5. So we're planning to drive out there and try to enjoy the bluegrass music. And definitely, we already know that we like their wines. We've been to their winery twice, so we know we like the wine. So I'm sure we're going to enjoy this little event. Again, I'm not so sure that we're going to enjoy the bluegrass, but, you know, if it's folksy kind of bluegrass, then we'll be fine with it. We think it will be a better event than we went to at the Ingleside Winery, where we were expecting a jazz event, but it turned out to be a rockabilly kind of, rock and roll kind of event. So we're looking forward to that. That's Saturday during the day. Saturday night we're going to definitely rest and probably go to bed early, because as the boyfriend has informed me, he and I are both signed up for harvesting the Chardonnay grapes at the Grey Ghost Winery on Sunday morning. He's done it for 2 years in a row, and you saw the video on Wednesday of us at the Cathedral Gardens, and we were enjoying a bottle of the Grey Ghost Reserve Chardonnay, and the boyfriend picked those grapes when they were ready to be harvested 2 years ago, or a year ago. I'm not sure which vintage we were having, but he had picked those grapes, so this will be cool, because I haven't done it before. But he tells me, excuse me, oh, I hate doing that, but I have to clear my throat. The boyfriend tells me that we have to be at the Grey Ghost Winery at 6 a.m. on Sunday morning. Now, that's about an hour's drive from my house, so that means we will have to leave no later than 5 a.m. To be able to leave no later than 5 a.m., we'll probably have to get up at like 3:30 or 4 at the latest to get our asses in gear and get to the winery. Now, he tells me that I have to wear old shoes and crummy clothes because it's always really wet in the morning, and we'll get soaking wet picking these grapes. And he said I have to go through like this little training thing to learn how to where to snip the the stem of the bunch of grapes so I don't ruin the grapes. And he said, now you can't cut the little little vine because, or even snippet because that will kill the vine. So I'm a little nervous on making sure that I clip the grapes exactly where I'm supposed to. And I wonder if they provide gloves and like little snippers, or do we have to bring those ourselves? I guess I should ask the boyfriend that. So this will be my first time to do harvesting at Grey Ghost. And the boyfriend also informs me that usually if we get there at 6 and they start right away, you're usually done harvesting by 10 o'clock in the morning, and they have breakfast for you, and you can drink wines, and you get a discount if you, like, for example, if you're we're gonna harvest the Chardonnay grapes, so we can put what's called a reserve, to reserve a case of the grapes of the wine that is being produced from the grapes we're picking, and we get a 15% discount on that case. I don't think I'll be buying a case, but I know the boyfriend will, so he'll get the discount. So that should be fun. I'm looking forward to that. I'm going to try to, in both winery events this weekend, the one at Old House and the one at Grey Ghost, I'm going to try to take the iRiver and the video camera so that I can record some audio and some video to have to play on next week's shows. So that's our weekend's kind of packed. That will be very interesting. Now, speaking of wines, I got an email from Special Delivery Mark. As you know, he's out in California in the gold country, and he has been going, I don't know if you listen to his show or not, but you should listen to his shows. They're definitely unique. I enjoy them because he actually goes to a couple wineries and talks about the wines with the owners of the wineries, so I enjoy that. But anyway, so he sent me an email telling me that he's been to a couple wineries, and they have given him bottles of wine as promotional items, I believe. But he said, I don't know if he told them this or not, but that he knows of a podcast where we talk about wines. So he's gathered together like 4 different bottles of wine. He's going to send them to me, and we're going to review them on the show and give these wineries a plug. So I think that will be so cool. And actually, I really appreciate Special Delivery Mark doing that. But I don't know what it's going to cost to ship 4 bottles of wine across country, but that would be so cool. And actually, are you allowed to do that? Is that legal? I don't even know. But I'm looking forward to it because, one, he was describing the wines in the email, and one of the wines that he described is a blend of Chardonnay and Merlot. And I thought, that's a white and a red. I know it's going to be a blush, but what is that going to taste like? That would be very interesting. So, Special Delivery Mark, thank you so much for those wines, and the boyfriend and I are definitely looking forward to tasting them and reviewing them on the show and giving the wineries a plug. That should be fun. Now, I did get some other email. A couple shows back, I was talking about, I think it was with the boyfriend last weekend, maybe. Maybe it was the weekend before. In any case, we were talking about drinks, and I was mentioning a kind of drink that I used to drink in high school, and I said it was some grape-flavored fizzy drink, and I couldn't remember the name of the drink, and I was racking my brain because it was in high school, and that's what I used to drink in high school, and when I was like a sophomore, 14 or 15 years old, or maybe 16. In any case, I got an email from Eric, who said, actually, I'll just read the email. He says, "Hello, Archer. Great podcast. I've been listening for a couple of weeks now. Just a quick note in response to one of your podcasts where you were trying to remember the name of an alcoholic beverage. Were you referring to malt duck? I fondly remember in my youth that grape fizzy drink stuff. It was one of the few things other than beer we could afford back in the day. P.S. I plan on tuning into your next podcast. Thank you, Eric." And you know what, Eric? You are exactly right. I was thinking of malt duck. I don't know why I had forgotten that, but I think malt duck is kind of like a wine cooler these days, although I really have no idea because I haven't had it to drink since high school. But I can remember being at parties drinking malt duck and getting so drunk off of it. Of course, that's been, God, how long have I been out of high school? 23 years ago, so I don't even remember it. But you were exactly right, Eric. It was malt duck, and I thank you for that email and for, helping my brain remember what that drink was. So thank you for that email, Eric. And then I also got an email from Michael in Altadena, California. He's becoming a regular emailer. Thank you, Michael. Michael was referring to, well, remember I was talking about the movie that Nick from Podcastique and AJ from Higher Things Radio, they were talking about movies, and Nick said there's this movie called 10 Dates or something that he thinks that a character in there looks like me, Archer. And Michael did a little research, and he might have an idea that there's a movie called 10 Attitudes with Jim J. Bullock. I don't know if you remember him, but he's this kind of screaming queen. But anyway, actually, I should just read this little part of his email. He says, well, I'm not completely 100% sure this is what Nick was talking about, but if he is, then I do believe he needs to be bitch-slapped and maybe a bit of a spanking, too, because you are way better looking than the lead actor in this movie. So he says, my guess is 10 Attitudes, written and produced and starring, yes, it's one of those flicks, Jason Stewart as Josh Stevens, also starring Christopher Cohen as Brandon and Jim J. Bullock as Tex, and Rusty Updegraff as Lyle. So anyway, this is a movie that takes place out in Los Angeles, and it doesn't sound like a movie that, I don't even know if it was in the theaters, but it doesn't sound like the greatest movie, and I really hope that this is not the movie that Nick is talking about, because I don't think I look anything like this lead character. You can find it on, I think he found it on Internet Movie Database, I'm not really sure, but Nick, if you're listening to my podcast and you think I look like the lead actor of this movie, 10 Attitudes, I'm so sorry, but I just don't look like him. So, and Nick, actually, if you are listening to this, Nick, if you've figured out what movie that was, please let me know. I would appreciate it, because I'm still interested to know what movie you were talking about. So, moving right along, I know that iTunes 5.0 came out, and people were posting on the web, on the Macintosh stuff, that they were having problems with 5.0. And I had not been having any problems with it until yesterday. I was editing the video, or maybe it was the day before. I was editing video for the Wednesday show, and I wanted to find some music to put in the video. And so I opened up iTunes, and this message comes up saying, iTunes could not find your iTunes library, or the library was damaged. It said something like it has created a new library and put your damaged library in the same folder but labeled it damaged. Some kind of message like that came up. So then when it opened up, all of my podcasts were gone. Not the ones that I did myself, but the ones that I download and listen to daily, all of the RSS feeds, you know, that list of podcasts, they were all gone. So I had to go back and reset all of my podcasts in iTunes. And actually, I'm sure I've left some out. I couldn't remember all the ones that I've been listening to. So that totally pissed me off. And then I was thinking, oh my God, what happened to all of my downloaded music? Yes, I do have this backed up, but that's not the point. Because I've learned my lesson about backing up. I back up at least once a month now, usually twice a month. But in any case, so I clicked on the purchased music little icon, and luckily all of my purchased music was still there. Well, then today, or actually, let's see, today's Thursday, so that was Tuesday. So I must have been editing that video on Monday. Anyway, Tuesday, Apple released iTunes 5.0.1, which I guess was supposed to take care of that problem. So I didn't download it yesterday, so I didn't have time. I told you I went out to dinner with those people from work yesterday, so I didn't have time, and I wasn't going to do a show. But anyway, I did today download 5.0.1 and installed it and started it up. But then, and it got all the stuff like normal. But then I thought, well, now, wait a minute. If I have that damaged file of the iTunes library in my folder, if I just delete the word damaged and then take out the current one, the current iTunes library file, will it recognize my old iTunes library with all of my podcasts in it? Sure enough, that's what I did. I took out the new iTunes library and put it on the desktop. Then I changed the name of the iTunes library that had damaged, in quote, in parentheses, took that whole word out and just made it iTunes library, and then restarted iTunes 5.0.1, and guess what? Everything was back to normal. All of my podcasts that were there, even the last episodes that I hadn't listened to, I was pretty pleased. So if you have had problems with iTunes 5.0, download the latest version of iTunes. And if you got that same damaged file message that came up for me, then I suggest you change the name, take out the current library thing, change the name, and then restart iTunes, and everything will be back to normal. Because it worked for me, and if it worked for me, it will probably work for you. Hopefully. Apple also, on Tuesday, upgraded their .Mac accounts up to 1 gigabyte of storage, and they have a new backup software, Backup 3.0. I don't use .Mac because it's just not enough storage space for me, but I would really like to get that backup software because it's Apple's and it knows what files to back up in terms of the system software. I know I use the silver lining thing that came with my external hard drive, and it works fine. I haven't had a problem losing anything since I do this twice a month backup thing. But I would hate to pay $99 a year for a .Mac account just to get the backup software. That would be stupid. So, anyway. All right, now what was I going to say? I don't remember. So, you're lucky that you're getting this Thursday podcast. I know that I said I wasn't going to do it, and I still, not this week, obviously not this week, I'm not going to be able to do a video cast. Well, actually, I might be able to. Maybe later tonight I will do one for Friday. I don't know. We'll see. I'm just not sure about timing and all. So, I think that's all I had to talk about today. Yeah, I think so. So, and actually, I've never heard of anything more. I haven't seen the transsexual in the elevator, and I haven't seen the wheelchair out in the field again, so I don't know what that was all about. All right, so this is long enough. Almost 23 minutes, something like that. But I do plan on having a show for Friday. I'm not sure if it will be a podcast or if it will be a video cast. You'll just have to wait and see. I haven't gotten any more audio clips for the 100th show, so some of you people, and you know what, even if you're just a listener, you don't have to be a podcaster, even if you're just a listener, you can just create some audio and send it my way. And you know, you can also call the voicemail, the listener voicemail, and leave a voicemail, and you know, I can add those into the show. And I'm starting to get some ideas about what to talk about on the 100th show. I think I'm going to do some mentioning about podcasting in general and things like that. But if you have any specific ideas or anything that you'd like to hear on the 100th show, feel free to email me and let me know, because I take all suggestions. I take all audio clips and all suggestions. And, of course, any comments or just any general email telling me how wonderful I am. Yeah, I have a big head. Not that one. Anyway, okay, I'm going to end this now. So thanks for listening. Thanks for the email. Thanks for the comments. Thanks for the audio that you're going to send me, and listen to tomorrow's show. So until next time, boys and girls, bye.
You've been listening to Archer Radio.